Good morning, Las Vegas Realtors MLS. I am John Fleckenstein. I am your 2024 MLS Chair of the Board of Directors. And joining me today is my Vice Chair, Mark Reyes, who's also the Chair of the Quality Control Committee, and Andrew Johnston, who is the Vice Chair of the 2024 MLS Quality Control Committee. We're here today just to give you some updates and some information on state of affairs right now with the MLS. There's going to be some changes coming in the next weeks and months to the MLS, as most of you are very well aware of, I'm sure, with reading in the media and things like that. The one thing I do want to reiterate on behalf of myself and my entire board is one thing that's not going to change. The commitment of the MLS to being the premier, most up-to-date, most accurate, most relevant information out there on the real estate market. With that, I'll turn that over to Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a ton of changes, and I know it's uncomfortable right now. We're all in the same boat. We're all going to navigate through this together. Some of the things that I think that are so important that we don't really understand, or maybe we forget, is the statistics that the MLS is housing, the information, the history, everything that we as an MLS continue to keep track of for our consumers, for competition, for information, for years and years and years. It is something that we tend to take for granted. And I think it's important to remind you and let you know that we are the MLS. Each one of us are a part of the MLS. The MLS is important. It'll continue to be relevant. It'll continue to be important. It'll continue to be vital for our successes as real estate agents and real estate professionals, as well as realtors.
You know, we're beating around the bush in regards to what it is exactly why we're having this conversation. Be very aware that there's going to be a lot of changes and a lot of concerns and a lot of information and disinformation. But ultimately, the way that I would recommend viewing this is an opportunity to change, right? The way real estate has not remained the same even in the 4 years that I've been involved in it. It changes every day. This is no different. As an organization, as a group, as of working professionals, it's important for us to see this as an opportunity as opposed to a punishment or anything of that nature. It's giving us more control, truthfully, over how we handle certain aspects of our business. And yes, it does affect our MLS and how the MLS has operated historically, but at the same time, what doesn't change, right? Things are changing all the time, and we're going to have the opportunity to really adjust how we operate our businesses and ultimately be more transparent and more fair to the public in regards to how we operate, how things are done. But none of that is going to affect the efficiency and the speed and the transparency at which the MLS operates. We're still going to be here. We're still going to be making changes. We're still going to be adjusting fields. And we would love to have your input as members on what kinds of things you would like to see change. Because again, I've mentioned it once, I've mentioned it 1,000 times. You have so much control over how things operate. Don't lose sight of that as members. It's important because 2 years ago, I was someone on the outside looking in, and now 2 years later, a number of changes that have been brought to me from other members as well as thoughts of my own have now made their way into the MLS input fields and things of that nature.
So as much as we're trying to keep us in the fore, we rely on all of you as members to keep entering your listing information, keep that data current, keep that information as intrinsic to the transaction as you can. I think that's important. We are the data. You as members, you are the data. This is your data that you're organically out there capturing and you're providing to us to share with other members in the public. And that's not a thing that any of us on this board take lightly. So yeah, I think that's important to just keep in mind that you are the data.
Well, and what a privilege it is that we have a system that goes back decades that allows us to model what the growth of certain areas are, especially in areas like Las Vegas, where we can see the history of pretty much any parcel of land that exists between, you know, one end to the other. And ultimately, I think it's really important for us to comment on the fact that Systems like the MLS have allowed us to maintain fair housing and maintain fairness to not just our participants and our subscribers and to our members, but also to the public. As an organization, there isn't really a more robust information that exists regarding real estate and real estate transactions, not just in our particular valley, but across the continental United States. You know, there may be some of you out there that have tried to engage in real estate transactions outside of the United States and outside of the bounds of MLS and NAR, and you can really see how much more difficult those processes really are. And so we're very lucky to have a system that is as robust and as thorough as it is, and having people like Mark and John kind of keep the ship moving in the right direction, especially in these, you know, troublesome times.
And it's an interesting comment that you made too about with the global market. It's one of the things we've never really had to experience because of an MLS, for example. You know, you have separation of data in some of these places. So you may have a data set here that one particular person or company is putting out, and this company is putting out, and this company is putting out. So you end up on the same property, three or four different sets of data. And we've been very blessed with having an MLS like this where the data is the same. We all see it. There's no separation between, well, this one says this or this one says that. So I think that's an interesting thing as well that, you know, a lot of the folks around the world are clamoring to have a more centralized access point for data. And the goal behind this is we want to remain the relevant part of the industry and the most timely of information.
I think it's important to also add to that, the MLS system allows for information to be distributed quickly and efficiently, to be able to get on those third-party websites, to get on there, to get your information, to get your listing sold, to get it in front of buyers, to get in front of buyers' agents, to get that information out to the world is just mind-blowing to think that the information that you input on that from the keyboard to the computer to the internet is now immediate, just rolled out. And it's something that is because of the MLS system, because of the data fields, because of the information, because of the team behind the MLS staff and the board and the committees and the quality control that are a part of this entity and this movement that continues to just make things better and quicker and faster and cooler. There's some other changes that are coming that we're excited about, and we're making sacrifices on some other things that maybe have to be sunset and no longer fit in our model anymore. So you think about those type of things and you're like, man, the MLS is really so much more, and it's in a scary time. You're kind of, it brings that security and that safety knowing that it's still there, and it's comforting to know that we have something that brings that safe feeling, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Well, and we're also just really lucky in the sense that the vast majority of MLSs are owned and operated, and the inputs and the changes are not made by a private entity that it has no association with everyday working professionals and those that are active in the industry. And it provides also such a high level of transparency and efficiency as far as the movement of data. You know, I'm a child of the internet. I've been in real estate significantly shorter period of time than a lot. And even then, I couldn't imagine having a system like this that wasn't controlled by those that were inputting the information, right? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's so important for us to remember that any one of the members out there have the opportunity and the ability to make changes and lasting impacted changes. We see it in quality control all the time. That otherwise, if it was held by a different entity or one that was more profit motivated or driven, as opposed to more aligned with the goals of our associations from top to bottom, I think that that's something we have to keep in mind, right? And that, you know, I encourage anyone that's out there that is concerned with some of the changes that you'll be hearing in the next weeks and months, that you have the opportunity to really make those impacts as necessary. You know, you can't walk into most places and make a suggestion and actually have a realistic expectation that those things will change. But with the people sitting here at this table representing our quality control representing the MLS board and even up to, you know, the LVR board, we have so much control as members in our organization that I think a lot of other places might be envious of.
Again, one of the things I really want to reiterate to members is the commitment by myself and your MLS board that we will do all that we can to keep the MLS relevant, the forefront of information, and the source of the source. That's one commitment that all of us at this level have made, and that's what a commitment we're going to make to you as members, that we're going to do all that we can to make sure that happens. One of the things before we wrap here on this podcast, I also want to mention that we're having our tech forum coming up. It'll be a very interesting tech forum this year. We're going to be bringing in some folks talking about buyer brokerage agreements, the new BBA that we all have to do, or the buyer representation agreements that we have to do. We're going to have some folks on there with some social media presence. For those of you that haven't attended a tech forum in the past, this is your year to do so. You're going to get more information there than I think you've ever thought possible. The tech forum is August the 23rd at the Orleans. It's an all-day event. Includes the ever-famous ice cream social at the end. So it's something you don't want to miss. And again, especially with everything that's going on, it'll be a great source of information for all of you to attend. So I encourage all of you to do so whenever the information goes out for you all to sign up. And I would like to thank both Mark and Andrew for being here with me on this podcast. And I would like to say thank you to all of you. Don't hesitate to shoot us an email. Reach out to us in any way so we can answer any questions you may have. If you have any concerns, there's ways to get your concerns in front of quality control or the MLS board. And I'd like to thank you for taking time to watch this video.
Just stay in the loop and tune in for the next of a series of videos that we're going to have for you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.